Night as the 9,500-acre Washington fire continues to burn. Flames are moving north at this hour, away from a 200-home subdivision, but five other homes and 15 historic cabins are now in its path. A lightning strike sparked the fire on Saturday, and high winds have been driving the flames. But Larry Lucas with the U.S. Forest Service says crews caught a break today.
It's not blowing at near the intensity we were anticipating. That unlike yesterday, we were able to use all of our air resources. We have helicopters, very large air tankers.
No residents have been ordered to evacuate, though some campgrounds have been closed. The Washington fire is just 10% contained. In Southern California tonight, the Lake Fire is threatening 500 structures near Big Bear, and compounding that firefight, that area hasn't burned since the early 1900s, a century ago. More from correspondent Jim Roop.
More than 17,300 acres have been consumed in what's called the Lake Fire in the San Bernardino National Forest, the smoke from which can be seen as far away as the Grand Canyon. Lee Beyer with the U.S. Forest Service says just under 2,000 personnel are on the blaze, both on the ground and from the air.
That includes five air tankers and 16 helicopters. We have 131 fire engines and 16 water tenders and seven dozers.
The dozers are used to cut containment lines, along with extremely hot and dry conditions. Steep terrain and rolling debris are concerns.
The Lake Fire is 21% contained. The search for water during a fourth year of drought delivering a troubling discovery in Sacramento. The Sacramento Bee newspaper is reporting that six of the 11 water wells tested near the old McClellan Air Force Base are showing high levels of chromium-6, a known cancer-causing carcinogen. President Barack Obama making headlines today for dropping the N-word during a podcast. In an interview that centered on last week's shooting in Charleston, South Carolina, he told comedian Mark Maron, the legacy of slavery, Jim Crow, and discrimination still hangs over the country.
We're not cured of it.
Racism.
We are not cured of.
Clearly.
And it's not just a matter of it not being polite to say nigger in public. That's not the measure of whether racism still exists or not.
Now, the White House says the president doesn't regret using the N-word to make his point, but they also note he didn't plan on using it going into the interview. Still, the remark was frank for a usually cautious speaker, but as KGO 810's Mike Simpson reports, was it appropriate?
Whether or not it is beneath the dignity of his office.
That was Fox and Friends. This was Congressman James Clyburn on MSNBC.
President Obama was being the professor that he used to be before he became a United States senator.
And professors do use it to make a point. James Taylor at USF is one of them.
You know, it's always provocative to sort of shock students.
But Taylor says look to the context in the whole conversation, racism versus overt racism.
I can imagine that he and Michelle would have these conversations.
And he doesn't believe it's beneath either.
More fallout from that deadly church shooting in Charleston. Today, South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley calling for the Confederate flag to be removed from the grounds of the State House. Haley says there are those in South Carolina who fly the flag on their property, but there are many other people who see it as a symbol of hatred.
For those who wish to show their respect for the flag on their private property, no one will stand in your way. But the State House is different. And the events of this past week call upon us to look at this in a different way.
Both of South Carolina's United States senators are saying the flag must go. Those seven Irish students who survived that deadly balcony collapse in Berkeley remain in the hospital. A Catholic priest close to the situation says the students face long physical and mental recoveries. He also added they probably won't be returning to Ireland anytime soon. Two of the injured are listed in fair condition. The condition of five others are not known. Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News time is 9:04.
Tax problems? They only get worse if you don't do anything. Are you an individual or business that owes the IRS at least $10,000 in back taxes or have years of unfiled tax returns? Don't risk garnishments or levies on your wages, bank accounts, or accounts receivable. Call Rapid Resolution Tax Group now. They're Better Business Bureau A-rated and accredited. Tax attorneys, enrolled agents, tax professionals, and they guarantee same-day contact with the IRS. No tax problem is too big. They've helped many people just like you with their tax problems. Just pick up the phone and call 800-583-1105 now. If you qualify, Rapid Resolution Tax Group can settle your tax debt for less. Remove penalties and fees. Stop garnishments and levies. You may even qualify for the IRS Fresh Start Program. You do have rights as an American. Don't let your tax problems get worse. Call Rapid Resolution Tax Group for a free consultation at 800-583-1105. That's 800-583-1105. Call now.
It is 9:05 on KGO. Time again to check your traffic with Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, John. Northbound 880 in Union City at Whipple Road, what seems to be an AC transit bus may be catching fire. So far, only white smoke has been coming from it, so it may not actually go that far. It is blocking the left lane of the off-ramp, though. San Jose, northbound 680 at King Street, a report of a hazard of some kind in the road. No other details on it yet. I'll keep you posted. Southbound 238 Castro Valley before 580, please watch out for a broken-down pickup in the third lane. What's making things worse there with that is that all of its lights are off, so it's extremely difficult to see until you're right up on it. Livermore, Pleasanton, westbound 580 construction still has you stop and go from about Airway Boulevard to Fallon Road. And in Cordelia, construction on 680 southbound still creating some minor slowdowns from about 80 almost to Gold Hill Road. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Well, another heat wave is headed our way. Here's KGO 810 meteorologist Sandhya Patel.
For the afternoon, upper 50s coastside to the upper 80s inland. A little bit warmer for your Wednesday, but by Thursday, they're going to shoot up. But we're not talking about a couple of degrees. We're talking about 5 to 10 degree increase across the Bay Area. Upper 60s to the low 100s. Warm at our beaches, hot inland.
Then a cool down sets in through Sunday, but not much of a cool down. Right now around the Bay Area, we've got mild temperatures and clear skies. The hot spot checks in Livermore at 67 degrees. It's 66 in Fairfield, 61 in Santa Rosa, 61 in Napa, 58 in Oakland, 63 in San Jose. We've got 59 on the beach in Santa Cruz and 57 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Tell them to turn on the radio.
Turn on the radio.
Just sit back and enjoy the ride, boys.
Do you have any idea what time it is?
I love this show.
Me too.
Hit it!
It's showtime.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Here comes the heat wave on the Drex Radio Show, live and local in the Bay and around the world at KGORadio.com.
This summer's gonna hurt like a mother.
Are you having a good summer so far?
Hey, everybody pees in the pool.
That's what burns.
Yes.
It's time for summer reading. There's nothing I love more than plopping down on the beach with a good page turner.
I got a little bit of sun. I relaxed. I read a lot.
Summer also means men wearing open-toed shoes.
The bikini thing is neither here nor there.
You are not wearing that to Buckle and Shari's pool party.
This summer's gonna hurt like a mother.
I just want to say this because the CDC released this report today because Homer made a reference to peeing in the pool. Yes, why your eyes get red, itchy, and burning when you're swimming in the pool. You thought it was a reaction to the chlorine. No, it's not. It's the pissing in the pool. Yes.
You just ruined my night.
It turns out that chlorine binds itself with the bacteria it's trying to kill, and that includes all the bacteria in your pee and sweat. Those chemical bonds are irritants to your eyes, and it causes
them
to sting.
That sounds disgusting.
Well, now you know. When you think too much chlorine. No, there's too much pissing. That's what's going on. Yeah, somebody put too much chlorine in. No, they didn't. No, they didn't. All right, let's talk to John Lobertini. I want to talk about something a little bit more serious, a lot more serious, as a matter of fact. Not long ago, and I found this on SFGate, and you know what? I felt...
Wow.
I thought, yes, when I'm shocking John Lobertini, who's been here for 1,000 years, when I'm shocking him with a news story, then I must have really stumbled upon something. And this was from SFGate, and not long ago, there used to be an amusement park on Ocean Beach, and not long ago, San Francisco was pretty conservative. For all but about 6 years, from 1912 to 1970, San Francisco had a Republican mayor. I didn't know that. And the 1956 and 1964 Republican conventions were held at the Cal Palace, and for at least a few weeks in the summer of 64... San Francisco city leaders allowed a Confederate flag to fly in front of San Francisco City Hall. And there was a picture of it on SFGate, and I'm sure it's still there if you want to look at it.
And it's just shocking. And that was the same year that hell froze over.
I guess. I mean, what I saw, I was thinking, oh, my God, not here.
Well, you know, San Francisco has changed a lot. I mean, let's remember, there was a time when, you know, there were military installations here. We were building battleships. We've allowed oil refineries to be here. A lot has changed. Okay. And those days are long gone, but it's a shocker nonetheless.
As a product of the South, am I correct in assuming this?
Well, yeah, I was born in Nashville, and I lived there until I was about 12. So I spent some time there, and I go back frequently to visit childhood friends.
Today, South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley called for the flag's removal, the Confederate flag. Yes, to get it off of the property of the state capitol.
You know what? The time has come. It's not just a symbol of affection towards a bygone era. It represents, as Governor Nikki Haley said today, it represents hatred to a lot of people. I mean, there were a number of years ago at the University of Mississippi in Oxford when they flew the Confederate flag at those games. They've gotten rid of that. They had a colonel who was a mascot. Johnny Reb was what they called him. They got rid of that, too. And I was at a country music concert a couple of weeks ago, and I distinctly remembered this. There were some people in the crowd pretty close to the stage, and they were holding up a Confederate flag. And everybody was having a good time, and they threw it up on the stage. And for a second there, the performer draped it over his shoulder. And then it was almost as if he realized what he was doing and yanked it off and threw it back into the crowd, hoping, gosh, I hope nobody gets a picture of this. But what happened at that church in South Carolina was absolutely unspeakable. And to see that young man with his gun displaying his hatred and waving that Confederate flag, that I think was sort of a modern-day realization of what that flag means to some people, and it's time to go.
And if you didn't see it, they were posted over the weekend along with his manifesto. I don't even want to use his name, and I sure as hell was not going to give him the pleasure of me taking any time out of my day or my life to read his damn manifesto. I saw the pictures, and that's what it was, pure hate. Standing on the American flag, too. By the way, you know.
That was weird.
Well, because the flag has been used and flown by the Ku Klux Klan and the Confederate flag. And to be fair, so has the United States flag, you know, as white supremacists. Okay.
Right.
So, and champions of the flag want to argue it's not a racial thing, but how do you deny the pattern, which has such a strong link to slavery?
You know what? I think this is an argument that you just can't make anymore.
Well, who believe slavery wasn't a central point of the conflict in the Civil War, they peruse this whole, South Carolina, Georgia, Mississippi, and Texas, it was about the declarations of secession. But still, all of that explicitly cites threats to slavery as the reason for secession.
You know what? You, as individuals, you can believe that. You can believe whatever you want. But in the state capital of South Carolina, where they fly that Confederate flag, where that building operates and is built based on the taxes that are paid by every individual in that state, whether they are white or black or Asian or Hispanic, that is not an appropriate place to fly that flag anymore.
Now, they took it down off of the top of the dome years ago. That was the right move. And then they put it across from the Capitol building. And that was supposed to be the tribute grounds, okay, for the Confederacy and those soldiers who gave their lives and, you know, the champions of that argument, okay? But it was really sickening to see all other flags lowered to half staff, except for that one. And by the way, John Oliver got it right. He said it shouldn't be lowered to half staff. It should be taken all the way down and put in a museum. Yes.
Well, you know, I heard someone say today that the Confederate flag should go the way of the Nazi flag and the swastika, that it should do as the Germans have done, which they have removed. They've removed it publicly, and it's in a museum.
They're horrified
It's a piece of history. It's in a museum, and for some places, that's where it needs to be. South Carolina is a conservative state. There are people that move there because they believe in the conservative lifestyle that you know, really starts within the government there. I mean, they're very, very concerned. You know, that is one of those states where, you know, we talk frequently about challenging Roe v. Wade. you know, the ruling that made abortion legal in America, and that South Carolina is arguably the first state that could conceivably overturn that. Now, I think that even they recognize that, you know, it's one thing to have your beliefs. It's another thing. And this Confederate flag thing and these people that were killed in this church, this just rises to a whole new level. And I can tell you this much because I spent time in the South. I mean, I was in the South when they were desegregating schools, when they were busing kids across town. I remember when I was 8 years old playing football. Then I remember the first time that I lined up across from a black kid, and he looked as scared as I must have looked. But, you know, I heard people talking about that kind of stuff when I was a kid, but, you know, I didn't grow up in a house like that. And I just don't think, there's no argument there anymore. You've got to do, I think, as the Germans have done with, you know, all the memorabilia from Nazi Germany. Mm-hmm. It goes in a museum, and you move forward.
808-0810, if you'd like to comment. 808-0810, do you think this should go the way of the Nazi flag? And that's a great comparison, by the way. 808-0810. And by the way, when we come back, I got to take a quick break, but I want to continue this conversation with John. You know, not all parts of the South do this. And the other thing is, yes, it's going to be removed from public property, but that doesn't mean it's going to go away. And what about the license plates? What about all the other states that still allow it? Some states use it in, you know, as a historic collectible plate that you can buy it, just like you can buy a vanity plate. But in that same spectrum, it's still, I think that's wrong, too.
Well, you know, that's all stuff that's going to have to be undone, but we'll talk about that.
All right, 808-0810. We'll continue the conversation in a second.
And text us.
Okay, go ahead.
At 35253, use the keyword Drex.
Which just means put the word Drex in there, so whatever your comment is, Drex, on KGO 810.
If you've got an IRA, 401k, or pension plan, I've got some really bad news for you. The IRS wants you to think these qualified plans are the best way to save for retirement. They give you a tax break when you contribute. Sounds good, right? Wrong. A qualified plan could be a tax disaster when you retire. With $17 trillion in debt, taxes are already going up. Imagine paying a top tax rate of 94% like they did in the 1940s. There is a better way. It's an alternative the ultra-rich use that beats the pants off your IRA or 401k. It's been around for years. Your money grows tax-deferred, has no taxes during retirement, and no income taxes when you die. Plus, you can grow your money potential double digits with no risk of losing money when the market crashes. If the market tanks like 2008, you lose nothing. Call 800-698-2121 now to talk to a specialist and get a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, to protect yourself from taxes and crashes. The next 37 callers get free shipping and handling, no credit card required. Call 800-698-2121, 1-800-698-2121. That's 1-800-698-2121.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Services may not be available in all states. Attention women. If you or a loved one sustained injuries caused by transvaginal mesh, bladder mesh, pelvic sling, or bladder sling, you may be entitled to a cash award and compensation. The FDA issued a public notice to doctors and patients concerning injuries caused by transvaginal mesh, bladder mesh, pelvic slings, and bladder slings. Please call now if you or a loved one has had one of these devices implanted. You may be entitled to a cash award and compensation. Time is limited. If you or a loved one's life has been affected by complications from a transvaginal mesh, bladder mesh, pelvic sling, or bladder sling, you may be entitled to a cash award and compensation. Call 800-251-0435 now. Call 800-251-0435. Our toll-free phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-251-0435. That's 800-251-0435. Again, 800-251-0435.
Earnings vary based on your effort.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in the Bay Area? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Bay Area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. The Bay Area is a perfect market for my system, and next week I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's Workshop, call 1-800-359-5793. Seating is extremely limited. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals Guide. That's 1-800-359-5793. That's 1-800-359-5793.
What bothers you most about your old windows? Over the last 15 years, Kathleen and I have listened.
15 years ago, Bill and Kathleen started American Vision Windows to provide great customer service. 15 years later, they've become California's number one window replacement company.
So many of our customers tell us that their old single-pane windows don't keep the street noise out, the neighbor's mower sounds like it's in their living room, and every time the wind blows, it makes a howling sound.
American Vision Windows has the solution, the sound package. It's one of our favorite window upgrades.
And right now, you can get a free upgrade to the sound package, plus free expert installation from American Vision Windows and Solar. Simply call 888-845-2541.
Revolutionizing the home improvement industry one customer at a time, American Vision Windows and Solar.
Enjoy the peace and quiet you deserve with a free upgrade to the sound package. Call 888-845-2541. Or AmericanVisionWindows.com. Now serving San Diego. CSLB number 778-326.
Resch, live and local. He's talking about the things you talk about every day. It's the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Was the summer of 69.
Though some people may genuinely feel that the Dixie flag represents their Southern heritage or commemorates those who lost their lives in the battle, I mean, come on. The reality of the fact is, in far more recent history, it's been used to as an explicit, I don't know how you can argue this, an explicit symbol of racism and racial inequality. That's just it. How you say anything else different, I don't know. But you can call us. We've had several calls with people, but, you know, they don't want to come on the air because you're afraid. But, you know, you should not be afraid, 808-0810, to have a counterpoint or a different point of view. That's what it's all about. We talk it out. So, Heather, you know, when Heather's on this guy, because he didn't want to come on the air to talk about, what did he say to you?
Okay, let me see if I can reconstruct this because it's such a house of cards. So get out your deck of cards. So first of all, let's say that the Christians flew a flag of theirs. Apparently there is one.
Yes,
in
there is.
In San Francisco. Yes. He didn't go this far, but we'll say that they did it. And they're doing it. And it's in the Castro. Like, it's super in the gays' face. And the gays hate Christians. Everyone knows that that's a fact. There are gays who are Christian and vice versa.
Well, that's nuts.
So they hate them. And does that mean, by you guys' argument is his question, that the gays can just insist that we take down the Christian flag? Did you get that now?
Well, let me be.
Did you get the construct?
Let me be very queer about this. We're talking about public institutions, ass. Okay? I mean, yes. Go ahead, march your Christian flag up to Sacramento and tell them to put it on top of the dome. Guess what the answer is? No.
You know, and actually, to the
take
point,
the Catholic flag,
no
the
one
Vatican
hates...
flag, and put it on the Capitol dome. The answer is no. It's this little thing called separation of church and state.
I'm going to be interested to see what the reaction is in South Carolina, because last year someone conducted a poll, and 6 out of 10 South Carolinians said that the Confederate flag should stay. Obviously, that was before the shooting that we saw that is just, again, unspeakable. But, you know, as of a year ago, the majority of the people in that state thought that the flag should stay.
Well, I think they're looking at it differently today.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
yes.
Changing tides.
I'm just saying, I'll be interested in the response given that recent survey.
So when everyone joins me in hating Christians, then we can do something about that Christian
flag.
Just kidding.
No, these people with their Confederate flags who believe that it is about their Southern heritage or their right to be racist or whatever, the flag's not going away, ladies and gentlemen. You know what? There's going to be nutcases out there right now who are already designing 100-square-foot flags, Confederate flags, that they're gonna make the world's biggest Confederate flag
and fly
it wherever they want. It's just not gonna be in public institutions on state
government
property.
Exactly.
I promise you the people that are most horrified by this are fellow Southerners. The South gets a bad rap. The majority of the people are good folks.
Yes, they are.
You look at a town like Nashville right now. They've got a very large gay population. You wouldn't expect that out of a place like Nashville. Atlanta arguably has the largest gay population.
That's because they're everywhere.
Well, come on, Drex. You know, well, I mean, if you're bashing someplace, let's tell the truth.
I lived in Texas off and on for 20 years, and I know what time it is.
Right.
Yes.
Atlanta has arguably the largest gay population in America. So my point is that you know, while you've got nuts everywhere, you've got extremists everywhere. You know, to paint this with a broad brush and say, you know, the 13 states that make up the South, or, you know, this is an awful place.
Probably not a fair assessment. No. Well, I'm not trying to make that assessment whatsoever. I'm just saying the people who insist on having their Confederate flags, nobody's going to take them away from them.
My point was that the South is considerably more progressive, I think, than the rest of America realizes.
Well, okay. And by the way, I mean, didn't Charleston play it out this weekend about how it's all about inclusion? There was no rioting. It was a beautiful sight. It was an example to the rest of the country how we should behave ourselves.
You know, last week when we were talking in here about this, I somehow got the feeling that this was going to be the response to this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because, again, you talk to
older black people who really went through the civil rights movement, who experienced, you know, the black and white drinking fountains, who had to sit in the back of the bus. They are the most gracious, dignified people of all when it comes to talking about this subject. And I don't find it surprising that that was their response.
So, yes, and I loved it. And, you know, there's an interesting thing. One of the arguments was, including Texas, well, you know, it was all about secession, this, that, and the other. All my years living in Texas, I really didn't see that many Confederate flags. Really didn't. It just wasn't a thing. Maybe because I was in San Antonio or Austin. I don't know.
It probably isn't a thing. It's probably a small section of, you know, I mean, there are people there, you know, the joke is in the South that there are people who still haven't gotten over the fact that the North won the Civil War. I mean, that's the running joke back in that part of the country.
Well, yeah, it's really interesting to me. I mean, you know, for instance, I grew up on the Mason-Dixon border. I was on the northern side. So it looks really creepy if you're driving around with a Confederate flag on your truck. Just does. I mean, you can, but people will look at you like, shouldn't you be on the other side of the border? Time to go to a break. 808-0810, you're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Are you a type 2 diabetic suffering from numbness, tingling, stabbing, or burning nerve pains in your toes or feet? There is a new research study evaluating Metanex, a medical food in an investigational use for people with diabetic nerve pains. Center for Clinical Research, located in the Bay Area and staffed with board-certified physicians, is conducting this national diabetic peripheral neuropathy study. No health insurance is needed, and qualified participants will receive all study-related care at no charge, including doctor visits, study medication, and financial compensation for time and travel. If you're a type 2 diabetic who's been suffering from numbness, tingling, stabbing, or burning nerve pains in your toes or feet, you could qualify for this new diabetic nerve pain study evaluating Metanex. Call Center for Clinical Research at 800-363-1069. That's 800-363-1069. Call 800-363-1069.
I noted the tire tracks leading into the joint were different than the ones going out. Inside, clues were everywhere. Low prices, no appointment necessary. Someone needed new tires, and they needed them now.
Get up to $120 in mail-in rebates on select tires when you use the QuickLane credit card. QuickLane is ready to serve. Visit quicklane.com. Subject to credit approval, rebate by prepaid debit card. Other tire manufacturer rebate or offer cannot be combined with QuickLane credit card rebate or offer. See your participating QuickLane for details through 6/30/15.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
My cigar-loving friends, that buzzing sensation you feel in your back pocket is your wallet talking to you. Because it knows that for a limited time and only when you order your favorite cigars from FamousSmoke.com, your wallet is going to get fat and happy with an instant 10% cash back on your next cigar purchase. All the best and highest rated brands are already on sale at LowFamousSmoke.com prices, like Monte Cristo, Cuba Cuba, Romeo, Partagas, and La Gloria, which makes this cashback offer the icing on the cake. So let's keep your wallet happy and your humidor full. And if you need a new humidor, we can even help you there too. It only takes one click to get your free money back. Go to FamousSmoke.com and click the Activate button to save when you order the cigars you love. Get 10% of your hard-earned cash back in your wallet. With your order of $75 or more today, you won't get a bigger return on your cigar dollar from anywhere else. Go to FamousSmoke.com and click the Activate button to order today. FamousSmoke.com. That's FamousSmoke.com.
KGO 810 invites you to the Bay Area's biggest bash of the year, the 15th annual Best of San Francisco Magazine Party, Thursday, June 25th at 969 The Village in San Francisco. Find out more and buy tickets on the events page at KGORadio.com.
South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley has called for the Confederate flag's removal from the State House at a press conference earlier today. Champions of the Confederate flag argue, look, it's not a racial thing. Really? Well, now it has to pass two-thirds of the Congress there in South Carolina. We'll see if it becomes an issue or not. 808-0810. Is it an issue or is it a non-issue? It should go or maybe it should stay there. 808-0810. We'll check in with John Libertini right now, and then we'll get back to the conversation on KGO 810.
Well, Drex, our top story at the bottom of the hour, a frantic rescue effort at this hour on the San Mateo County coast. Emergency crews are working to free three people trapped in a vehicle, possibly a small bus that went off Highway 1 near Pescadero. The accident first reported just after 8:15 tonight. The CHP says two people were found outside the vehicle. A rescue helicopter has taken the injured to a hospital. Highway 1 is closed in both directions at Pescadero Creek Road.
The shoulder of the Richmond Centerfield Bridge, eastbound lower deck, in the afternoons, and use that shoulder as a third lane.
Traffic is so bad in parts of Marin County, Caltrans is planning to intervene with changes to the Richmond Centerfield Bridge. It is a radical change in the wake of a growing problem called traffic jumping.
Traffic jumping is when a driver stuck in a backup takes an exit, whips up to the next on-ramp, and gets back on, sneaking further up the road. That doesn't play well in Marin, where the CHP has already started cracking down on traffic jumpers at the Marinwood exit.
That line would back up so much that people would begin making turns into the community.
CHP officer Andrew Barclay says they're also working with Caltrans, and they've got traffic signs changed on the San Quentin off-ramp from eastbound 580.
We have officers at the bottom of the ramps who will monitor traffic, and anybody seen jumping on and off can't be stopped and cited.
But KGO 810's Kim McAllister tells us that change on the Richmond San Rafael Bridge won't happen until the fall of 2017. The man who composed the score to the blockbuster movie Titanic is dead tonight following a plane crash in Ventura County. 61-year-old James Horner was flying his Toscano MK1 turboprop when it went down this morning in the Los Padres National Forest. No one else was on board the plane. The crash is under investigation.
Our training is going to be much more thorough and much more complete than the FAA requires.
Welcome to Drone University. It is a hedge on the future by a Sacramento man who thinks new pilots are coming and they're going to need training. Here's KGO 810's Paul Rogers.
John Riga thinks drone use will explode in the next few months.
Well, the FAA just last Thursday announced that because of the pressure from Congress and large corporations, they have committed to coming out with a ruling on a fast-track basis.
Corporations like Amazon, which wants to start delivering packages with drones ASAP, how big of an industry is this expected to be? About $80 billion.
It'll be manufacturers of drones, licensed pilots earning income, sales and service.
Classes are slated for San Francisco and Walnut Creek.
And hip-hop mogul P. Diddy is in trouble tonight. Diddy, whose real name is Sean Combs, was arrested at UCLA today for assault with a deadly weapon for allegedly attacking a football coach. Diddy's son is a junior defensive back on the Bruins football team. He's played just a handful of games in 3 years with the Bruins. No one was seriously injured. The weapon is reportedly a kettlebell, a weight used in lifting exercises. Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News time is 9:33.
Are you ready to make a six-figure income this year? Hi, I'm Chad Shinicky, a college dropout turned self-made millionaire. Over the last 25 years, my unique find, fund, and flip system has allowed me to personally flip over $50 million in real estate and fund over $1 billion in other people's real estate deals. Now I'm ready to show you how easy and simple it is to find, fund, and flip houses or apartment buildings for instant profit in my find, fund, and flip kit. For a limited time, I want to give anyone that calls a free copy of my kit. There's no catch. It's just free. In my kit, I'll show you how easy it is to assess properties quickly to find the perfect property for you to flip. I'll also share how you can tap into my funding sources to fund all of your deals, to flip apartment buildings or single-family homes, with no credit, no cash, or experience needed.
To get your free kit, call 800-864-9517. Call now, and Chad will give you two free tickets to his workshop coming to the Bay Area. Call 800-864-9517. That's 800-864-9517.
It is 9:35 on KGO. Time again to check your traffic with Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, John. I've got a severe traffic alert that's in effect right now. Those of you on northbound 1, get ready. Just after Pescadero Creek Road in San Gregorio, the lanes are blocked in both directions due to obviously a severe injury accident there. And there's no estimated time yet as to when they're going to reopen those. But CHP will let us know, and I'll relay that to you. In Oakland, you've got a broken down vehicle on eastbound 580 right around Grand Avenue. The left lane taken out by that. 580 eastbound on the Richmond-San Rafael Bridge. Construction crews are out, and traffic is jammed nicely up at midspan. Northbound 101 in the city, construction at Marina Boulevard now has you stop and go from Chestnut Street to just after Marina Boulevard. Livermore and Pleasanton, westbound 580, construction has you stop and go in pockets from 1st Street now to Fallon Road. And in Cordelia, construction 680 southbound still creating minor slowdowns from 80 now to Gold Hill Road. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Well, the U.S. women's soccer team remains alive, beating Colombia tonight 2-0 in the World Cup quarterfinals in Canada. Both Bay Area baseball teams off tonight, but the Giants host the Padres tomorrow at AT&T Park, and the A's travel to Texas to take on the Rangers. And now your Bay Area weather forecast. You'll start your Tuesday morning with cool overcast skies, and then, well, there's a chance of drizzle on the coast. Here's KGO 810 meteorologist Sandhya Patel.
Blue skies, bay and inland. Highs will be in the upper 50s to the upper 80s. As we head towards Wednesday, fog will come in. It'll burn off. Sun will be out. Warmer conditions expected all around. Low 60s to the low 90s. And after that, on Thursday, we're going to get a one-day heat spell, if you will. Inland highs are going to be in the triple digits.
Then slightly cooler on Friday and through the weekend, but slightly is the operative word in that sentence. Right now, around the Bay Area, we've got mostly clear skies and mild temperatures. It's 59 degrees in San Mateo, 57 in Santa Cruz, 55 in Half Moon Bay, 57 in Oakland, 62 in San Jose, 56 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
If it matters to you, he's talking about it. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
It's a simple wine, it's summertime.
Many see the Confederate flag as a symbol of racial hatred. Mitt Romney tweeted Saturday over the weekend, "Remove it now to honor hashtag Charleston victims." And then
Romney being the rational.
Look at
one.
This. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham, one of the four Republican senators running for president, he said it's time to revisit the decision to use the flag, but it's who we are. So he's sidestepping this. Ted Cruz said the last thing the people of South Carolina is need people from the outside of the state coming in and dictating how they should resolve it.
Oh, hush. This is the United States of America.
And by the way, so all of the other guys, Trump, Huckabee, Rand Paul, Marco Rubio, they all sidestepped the question.
So sidesteppy. It's like, yeah. Really?
And Hillary weighed in. Get rid of it. Yeah.
I think that we need to make a video of Heather and send it to those guys just now. If I come face to face with that, I'd be like, sure, babe, whatever you want.
What did I do?
You were frothing at the mouth.
We're gonna take a call here. But just back to the Republican candidates. This had to be a very tough, touchy subject. It's one thing to talk about guns, and it's one thing to be inclusive in the morning and feel sorry and pray for the people and the victims in Charleston, and also collectively feel their unity and, you know, grab a hold of it. and embrace it, because the way that town came together is definitely, it was nice to, I don't know, I can see where they would embrace it, and that's a bipartisan thing, and how the whole city came together.
And you'll notice it took Lindsey Graham, who's a Republican presidential candidate, no time at all to agree that the flag should come down at the State House.
Well, no. Here's his quote. He said, look, it's part of who we are, though. He's about revisiting it, but he says it's part of who we are. And I get that.
He's flip-flapping.
Yeah. But I love, look, to my point, for the Republicans who are running for president, it's one of those days where somebody says, so, Mr. or Mrs. Candidate, you're running for the Republican candidacy for president? What's your comments? See you tomorrow. Yeah. Let's not answer. Let's go to the phones.
So we've got Tom in San Jose.
Tom in San Jose, you're on the Drex Radio Show on KGO.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate to be here.
Thanks, Tom.
A couple of things. With the flag, sometimes people are just ignorant. And I'll give you an example of me. In the late 80s, I had this beautiful black Trans Am. And I thought if I put a Confederate flag in there on the license plate, I thought I'd look cool, like Burt Reynolds and Smokey and the Bandit. That's how dumb I was. Ignorant, but yet I thought it was artistic. Now, people just kind of seize things. You know, I mean, that idiot paper hanger from Austria sees that swastika, which for generations, that was a good luck symbol. People grab symbols and things. And I think if the people, especially these politicians who you just went after and stuff, really want to make a statement, I think the people should rise up and change it with a vote. I mean, if it's already been there for a long time, I don't think reactionary politics is the answer here. I mean,
it's going to be argued because the governor wants to take it down, it still has to go and it has to pass two-thirds of the legislature.
Of the legislature, and I'm not sure they have a referendum process in South Carolina either.
Well,
so it'll be up to elected officials.
They can make a stand and say this is something that should have been done maybe a long time ago. I mean, you could lump it in with the Redskins changing the name. Not that I agree with that, but I'm just saying there's a lot of popularity with people kind of grabbing onto symbols and stuff instead of addressing the real issues and stuff. And I mean,
well, that's true. I feel like this is a smokescreen for gun control, but I am down with, like, okay, let's start with the flag and then do the gun thing.
I will leave the show to the lovely and beautiful, who I hope I meet someday, Heather, because that's where I'd go next. God bless you. And I hope you guys have a great time.
Wait, what?
Thank you very much.
Tread lightly, though. She bites.
Yeah, she does bite.
She's
yes,
a biter.
She's a biter.
Yes. Snake in the grass.
I love it. All right. Well, so I guess we'll see how it plays out. And it will become political over the next several weeks. It just will.
You know, I'm wondering what's going through the heads of all the other Republicans in this country who think, I'm not that conservative. Why are they so conservative? Well, I'll tell you why they're so conservative. Because guys like the Koch brothers have tons of money, and they're contributing to campaigns, and they're driving this conservative agenda.
Mm-hmm.
And what'll happen is that if you come out on the other side of one of these things, they'll pour money into the race that you're in, and you'll get voted out. I'm convinced that that's why the Republican Party continues to hold on to some of these, still has this conservative agenda. I mean, who's challenging Roe versus Wade? It is a woman's right to choose. And why are you challenging this? And,
We are moments, we are days, we are a week probably away or so until the Supreme Court drops the gay marriage bomb. Okay.
You know, I'm not sure that everybody in the gay community believes that.
Oh, really?
Were you paying attention to exactly what the Supreme Court, they were very lukewarm in what they said. Remember that there were microphones in there. I mean, Tom Amiano, who has, you know, been one of the leaders in San Francisco of the gay rights movement, and Mark Leno, who introduced the same-sex marriage legislation in Sacramento. I think they were both uneasy by the way the justices questioned and commented about, you know, the possibilities of changing this law. So, you know, it's, I think, you know, I think that you're probably right.
Well, there's going to be a decision. whether or not it goes.
Well, what they'll do is they'll kick it back in individual states. The individual states will decide. I think that may be where they'll go.
I think that's a mess because, you know, it needs to be universal across the country. So if you're married in California, you're married in Alabama too.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's not going to go over well.
It's not.
No, it's not.
It's not.
It is our truth. Just as that flag is their truth, yes, this issue is going to be one of America's truths. There will be a divide, and we'll just see how shocking it is.
And it could
be. At first.
Yeah. Well, you know, some of them are already saying, I'll be damned if I'm going to issue a license.
You know what?
That's already.
The fight will not end until that changes.
I mean, everybody grows up. Everything gets better. I believe this. And just like with interracial marriages, we grew up as a country. The penny dropped. I get it now. That was stupid how we used to act.
Yes. And that wasn't that long ago that interracial marriage was, you know, not allowed.
Right.
So, and by the way, doesn't it seem strange today that there was such a thing, you know, that...
There used to be language in title deeds in communities. Like there in Sacramento. I had a friend who's married to a white guy, married to a Japanese woman, and the home that they bought had somewhere deep in the deed that this home was not to be owned by an interracial couple. Of course, you know, that didn't hold water and they bought the house, but it was something that they wanted removed and never to be seen again. It's out there.
Yeah, it's out there. And by the way, no one should be so presumptuous or assume that there aren't Californians who are not, you know, thinking the way we do, that there should be gay marriage.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a big state. Everybody has their own thoughts on this process.
Yeah, there are people that will argue that, you know, call it something else. Marriage is between a man and a woman. You know, call it a same-sex union or a, you know, domestic partnership. But why does it have to be marriage?
Okay.
That's the argument.
And a lot of people would agree. All right. I'm not one of them. Let's take a call.
Yeah. Vanessa in Oakland is saying, I'm paraphrasing here, I think that we're glossing over something a little bit. Go ahead, Vanessa.
Hi. You're leaving out the whole culture that's associated with the Confederate flag, the culture of lynching. And lynching isn't merely just stringing someone up by a rope. It's torture. It's beating them, it's dismembering them, removing fingers, genitals, et cetera, and then maybe setting them on fire and making not only an event out of it, like a spectator sport, but making it a family event where children played, people brought food, it was a picnic, it was a whole gathering of white Christian people who enjoyed inflicting pain on Africans. You're leaving that part out.
Well, and no. But she's right. In the late 40s, the flag was adopted as a symbol of the Dixiecrats. And it was all about everything about segregation. They also opposed Harry Truman's proposals to instate anti-discrimination laws and make lynching a federal crime. Well, you got it. Right now, that seems crazy. Well, why wasn't it a federal crime before then? But
Vanessa,
it wasn't.
What would you say to people who say, oh, my great-great-granddaddy fought in the Civil War. I just want this memory of that battle.
I would say your great-great-granddaddy lost. You're losers and need to get over it.
Thank you. Exactly. The losers don't get to fly their flag. Their flag goes away. Flags are for winners. Right?
And good news is for us. That's on the way on the other side of this break, and we'll be back on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
Berkeley Honda is your destination for the best deals, sales, and incentives on new Honda vehicles in the Bay Area. They have a knowledgeable and friendly staff that's willing to work with you to make sure you're in the car of your dreams and at a great price. Right now, lease a 2015 Civic Sedan CVT LX for only $159 per month. Berkeley Honda, conveniently located off Highway 80 on Chattuck Avenue in Berkeley. Special $159 lease, $24.99 total due at signing, includes down payment with no security deposit. Excludes taxes, titles, and dealer fees for well-qualified lessees.
Aquafina is water for happy bodies. We now present a happy body break.
Fist bump, raise your hands. Fist bump, raise your hands. Drink your Aquafina, that's the idea. Fist bump, raise your hands. Turn around in your chair. Run your hands through your hair. Take your Aquafina bottle. Take yourself another swallow. Hands to the sky, hands to the ground. Sip your Aquafina, that's a happy, happy sound.
Aquafina. for happy bodies. Fist bump.
Jeremy was an uncontrollable alcoholic, and no matter what he tried, he couldn't escape his cravings.
I was absolutely torturing and destroying my family. I loved them more than I loved myself, but I just couldn't do it.
In a moment of desperation, he called his mother.
I begged her, find me something. Just please find me something. I need help.
It seemed utterly hopeless until his mom found My Life Recovery Centers.
She called me up and said, I think we found our miracle. And it sounded way too good to be true.
It involves a totally unique outpatient procedure.
It sounds so far-fetched. Within 2.5 hours of having my implant done, I couldn't have cared less about having a drink. I mean, it was that almost immediate.
The results are stunning.
The cravings don't come back. It was a godsend. It literally saved my life. I found a way out.
If you suffer from alcohol or opiate addiction, call My Life Recovery Centers. 800-653-1238. Find your way out. 800-653-1238. 800-653-1238. Physician-owned treatment center. Individual results may vary.
Income stream. Probably not something you worry about much when you have a steady job income, of course. Hi, I'm financial advisor Pat Petucci. As you reach retirement, is that income stream still going to be enough? Will you be financially okay? What if you live 30 or 40 more years? It could certainly happen. I can help you get on the right track towards retirement to help protect and grow your nest egg. Pat Petucci at Petucci & Associates. I've served folks like you for over 30 years, and we have offices throughout the Bay Area. Call now for a portfolio review. No cost or obligation. 800-472-8305 or check don'tinvestandforget.com. Pat Petucci, 800-472-8305 or go to don'tinvestandforget.com and listen to my radio show, Your Financial Life, Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock right here on KGO 810.
Securities and advisory services offered through NPC. Registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC.
The voices in his head may not be real, but they have some really good ideas. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
I'm just a cold beer drinker. Monday through 5 o'clock Friday, I'm a hardworking man.
With Brian.
Responsible kind of dough, head down, stick to the plan.
Be careful with all that beer drinking, you're going to have moobs. Yeah, in case you missed that.
Yeah, forget about the beer gut. Beer drinking leads to man boobs.
Yes. So don't you love that the CDC put this out today? I don't know, maybe just to lighten the load on the rest of America. Thank you, CDC. For once, it's not Ebola or anthrax. They put out this report today. That's the good news. It's not Ebola and it's not anthrax. It's moobs. Does it get any better? So here's the story. Craft beers, IPAs, have 40% more hops in them than a regular traditional beer. You know, your Budweiser, your Coors Light, whatever. And that's a problem because hops are one of these ingredients that are used in certain things for women to increase estrogen. So it does the same thing in men, too. So then, therefore, listen to this. Here's your warning, guys. Guys who are hammering back 12 packs of craft beer, of IPAs. Look out. As Heather said, don't worry about the beer gut. It's the moves you should be concerned about.
I wonder if Caitlin's cracking a cold one tonight. Like, hey, I'll give myself a little help in the department.
Yeah. Well, she won't need the man's ear. Okay. Guys, you might.
No man's ear for you.
Okay. Well, let's thank our guests. We had some great guests on tonight.
Oh, yeah. Mike McLively, staff attorney for the... I lost my cheat sheet.
I have it right here.
Gun prevention law.
Law Center to prevent gun violence.
Thank you.
Yes.
And it's right here in Oakland.
And Sarah Heppala, talking about drinking. We had for a Monday, there was a lot of, alcohol conversation. Remembering things.
That blackout.
Blackout. Remembering things I drank to forget.
Great, great book. Coming out tomorrow, it sounds like. A very brave memoir.
And it comes all the way around. And I, you know, one of the conversations, because we ran out of time, and part of it that I wanted to get to was, what do you think, because she was talking about how women now, back in the day, 40s, 50s, it was not ladylike to drink a lot. You know,
I suppose.
The time it was.
Unless you're Dorothy Parker or something.
Right, exactly. Not that I don't think they didn't, but... not publicly. But anyway, so I was wondering, and this school of thought that wine doesn't count. from the female perspective. Oh, and I didn't get to ask Sarah that because we ran out of time.
Yeah, good question. Well, it depends on the kind of lady you are, but I mean, she'd be like, what? Booze is booze.
Right.
If I blacked out on it.
If you're drinking over a bottle of white wine or red wine every night, well, you know, that might be.
Could be an issue.
Could be an issue.
The calories alone, as we say.
Oh, they're empty calories, though. So does it matter? Does it matter?
They're the worst kind. Are you kidding?
I know. At least you won't get moobs.
Yeah, right.
All right, let's get to the good news. So here we have a guy in South Dakota who saw an apartment complex fire on, let me see. I think this is the story we want. Yes. I'm looking for my good news. A guy in South Dakota saw an apartment complex on fire and started shooting video. Then he realized the fire department wasn't there yet, and there were still pets inside. So he and his friends kicked in the door.
Everybody out. In this one? Come on. Come on, pup. Come on. It's okay.
A dog?
Yeah.
Come on. You're okay. It's okay. Help me, Grant! Grant! Grant, help me. Get, grab him.
All right, that's my place. We're good.
Get that dog. Grab that dog. Should we break this one open too?
Break them all.
Break them. Just people's lives. Nice. Hello?
Hello?
All right, let's get the hell out of here. It's going up.
Wow, you can hear it burning.
There we go. Before, I wasn't hearing any fire.
Well,
noise.
It was the apartment complex.
Right. Yeah. So they're warning all the other people.
Right, get out.
Gotcha.
And he saved the dogs. And that's the good news. The John Batchelor Show is next on KGOA 10.
Let's do some simple math. Say you get the Discover It card and you earn $100 in cash back. Now multiply it by two. What do you have? Well, $200 cash back. That's right. Now when you get the Discover It card, we'll automatically double all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. Plus, you can redeem any amount, anytime, and your rewards never expire. You might say your love for Discover will double. Just some of the many ways we treat you like you'd treat you. Apply now at discover.com/double. Exclusive offer for new card members. Limitations apply.
Hi, Ron Owens here. Over the last few months, you may have heard me talking about my experience at Mercedes-Benz of San Francisco, Oakland. My daughter and I surprised my wife with a brand new Mercedes last year, and I have to say it's one of the best things I've ever done. My experience at Mercedes-Benz of San Francisco was so simple. I mean, let's face it, most of us dread going through the car buying process. I know I was, but let me tell you, I was actually okay with everything. Mercedes-Benz of San Francisco made it so simple, from the test drive to our final decision on the dreaded paperwork. It really was nice and easy. And if you think you can't afford a Mercedes, think again. Your Mercedes is waiting for you. Choose from over 600 vehicles in stock from the combined inventories of Mercedes-Benz of San Francisco and Mercedes-Benz of Oakland. You will be amazed at how affordable driving a Mercedes can really be. In particular, the C-Class and the new CLA. Very affordable. So why don't you stop by one of their two showrooms in San Francisco, 8th between Bryant and Brannan, in Oakland, on Broadway in downtown Oakland. 1-800-NEW-BENZ.com.
The Home Depot has a new lower price on Glidden Premium Interior and Exterior Paint. Right now, Glidden Interior starts at just $17.97. So, let's cover more ground and walls and ceilings. Glidden Premium offers fresh color and solid performance. The best value paint at the lowest price of the season. Let's do this. For a limited time, get an extra $2 off 1 gallon cans of Glidden Premium Interior Paint. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only.
Now, Red Solo Cup is the best receptacle for barbecues, tailgates, fairs, and festivals. And you, sir, do not have a pair of testicles if you prefer drinking from glass. Hey, Red Solo Cup is cheap and disposable. In 14 years, they are decomposable. And unlike my home, they are not foreclosable. Freddie Mac can kiss my ass. Woo!
Red Solo Cup, I fill you up. Let's have a party. Let's have a party.
I
crack. Cause when beer runs down in front of my back, well, that, my friends, is quite yucky. But I have to admit that the ladies get smitten, admiring how sharply my first name is written on you with a Sharpie when I get to hitting on them to help me get lucky.
Red Solo Cup, I fill you up. Let's have a party. Let's have a party. I love you, Red Solo Cup. I lift you up. Proceed to party. Proceed to party.
Now I've seen you in blue and I've seen you in yellow, but only you, Red, will do for this fella. Cause you are the Abbott into my Costello, and you are the fruit to my loom. Red Solo Cup, you're more than just plastic. You're more than amazing, you're more than fantastic. And believe me that I'm not the least bit sarcastic when I look at you and say...
KGO.